أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters. We're with you with another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we have reached the 59th verse of Surah Al-Qasas. Let's listen to the verse and we'll be back with our discussion regarding the contents of the verse.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَى إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ.
And never would your Lord have destroyed the cities until he had sent to their mother a messenger reciting to them our verses. And we would not destroy the cities except while their people were wrongdoers.
So, in this verse, the Almighty Allah is answering the probable question, saying that if it is so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys the disobedient and rebellious ones, then why did he not annihilate by his punishment the pagans of Mecca and Medina, those who committed the utmost cruelty, those who had no kind of understanding, and they had actually seen nothing of a crime, but they did it. So the verse says, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا. And your Lord never destroyed the towns until he raised in their centers a messenger. What kind of messenger? يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا, reciting to them our signs. وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَى إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ. And we never destroyed the towns except when their people were unjust. So, of course it is true. He will not punish the people of the towns unless he completes the argument. This itmam al-hujjah is the most important thing in this regard. This completing the argument, this a part of which is sending the messengers and prophets with explicit instructions, only then he will punish the people if they do not follow the prophets. And moreover, after completing the argument, he has constant attention to their deeds. And if they commit any injustice or oppression that deserves punishment, he will punish them. So the verse continues saying, وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَى إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ. And we never destroyed the towns except when their people were unjust. So another point that is worthy to be mentioned is the application of the phrase مَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَى. This means that we never were to do it. In this verse, this shows, and this is an evidence over the fact that it has been the constant and permanent way of treatment of Allah, that he never punishes any nation before giving them enough proofs. That's the most important point in this regard.
وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَى إِلَّا
So, brothers and sisters, you can see that this norm, this sunnah, that the Almighty Allah is discussing in this verse is so beautiful. It says, مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا. He will not destroy a town unless he raises in their centers a messenger, reciting to them our signs. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. And also another important point. مَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَى إِلَّا أَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ. We were never destroying the towns except when their people were unjust. This Quranic sentence, dear listeners, until he raised in their centers a messenger, حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا, is pointing to this fact that it is not necessary that he raises a messenger in every town and city. It might be enough that a messenger is raised in a very great center where the people of mind and wisdom of a nation are gathered, and the news are actually quickly spread and scattered from this throughout the province, and the people of that locality can get the news they need. So the news of the rise of the Prophet of Islam in the land of Mecca spread throughout Arabian Peninsula in a very short time, and it went beyond it, since Mecca was the mother of cities. So it was both the spiritual center of Hijaz, Mecca and Medina, and a commercial center. So it reached even the important centers of the civilians of that time during a very short time. And this shows that not every kind of land it is actually true and appropriate to be sent a prophet. No, there might be the case where the Almighty Allah will just send to the حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا, to that very center. So the verse actually in totality is stating a kind of universal and general principle. It's a sunnah. The belief of some commentators who say that it refers to Mecca is completely baseless, because the usage of the Arabic phrase fi ummiha in their centers is a general meaning, since the Arabic word and meaning mother and the main center is used, and it is not allocated to Mecca. So there is no reason to actually particularize this very verse and narrow this occasion of revelation down to this very point. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.